Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Kehillim, Perchas Mishnah Vav Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah we're learning Maseches Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Fan, Juziva Kagon, Bikarav Mamesh. Now this Mishnah we're going to be learning about another din regarding the Tuma status of food and drink. It's inside of Tuma Kli Cheres, and that's the din that's called Tzmid Pasil, which is translated as a sealed cover. Namely, if we have a kli that has a cover on it, it's a sealed cover, it's solidly tight on top, so Tuma cannot go inside of it. And that's what the Mishnah tells us. Beis Sa'ar, Muk of Tzmid Pasil. We have a Beis Sa'ar, which is basically a little kli of sorts that's meant for storing sa'ar, which is like sourdough yeast starter that they would use for bread. And it's mukav tzmid pasil. It has the sealed cover on top. V'nosel sechatanor, and it's inside the oven. And what's the story? Ha'sa'ar v'hasharetz b'saychai. Inside this kli, not inside the tanor, but inside the kli, there's sa'ar, there's some sourdough, and there's also a sharetz. But v'hakeretz bein time, there's the carrots, there's a divider in this little kli, dividing it into two halves. And so the sa'ar is on one side, and the sharetz is on the other side. So atanor tamei, the oven is tamei, baba sa'ar tahar, the sa'ar is tahar. Now this is also an important din. This din of tzmid pasil, that if a kli has a sealed cover on it, Tuma cannot go inside. That's only specifically regarding that. Tuma doesn't go from the oven inside the kli, but Tuma does escape from the kli into the oven. So this kli has a sheretz in it. The Tuma escapes out and goes into the oven, being metame everything inside. However, since there's a divider in between the sheretz and the sa'ar, and there's also a seal on top of the kli, the sa'ar itself remains tahar. Furthermore, from Hayi Kazayis Ben Ames, let's say there was a kazayis of a corpse inside this kli. So atanor vehabai is tameh. Not only the oven that the kli is inside is tameh, but also the entire house is tameh. That's because it's then called tumas oihel. Then when we have a corpse inside of a room or a house, anything under the same roof is tameh. So everything in the house is going to be tameh. However, once again, vasa'ar tahar, the sa'ar that's in this very same kli that the kazayas of the mace is in, that sa'ar is tahar, because again, it has a sealed cover on it. However, im yesham pesach tefach, if there's an opening of a tefach in that divider that's dividing this kli into half, so akol tamei, everything's tamei, because the tuma of the mace goes through that opening to the sa'ar. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin with another din. Now this talks about the ayin, the eye of a tanur. What is this? So it's basically a hole made in the side of the tanur, which enabled the smoke to escape from it. That's when they were heating the tanur up. There was a lot of smoke, so they would unplug this hole, allow the smoke to escape, but then when they were actually baking bread in the tanur, they would re-plug it. So that's what Mishnah tells us about. Hasharetz shenimsa ba'ayin shel tanur, ba'ayin shel kir, ba'ayin shel kupach. We have a sharetz that's found in that hole, in that eye of either a tanur or a kir or a krupach. So minasafa pnimis v'lachotz, if it's from even the inner edge towards outside, tahar, the tanur itself is tahar. That's because none of the sheretz is in the tanur itself. And since this eye, this hole, is not really considered part of the tanur, as we see, we plug it up when the tanur is being used, so the sheretz that's inside this little hole is not matami the tanur. Now v'mhoi ba'avir, let's say the tanur was in the air, which means it was in the open sky. It wasn't in a house, it was just out in the open. So afil kazayis min a mace tahar. Even if there was a kazayas from a corpse, from a mace that was inside this eye, inside this hole, the oven is still tahar. If the oven was in a house, so then the oven would be tameh, because the kazayas min a mace is in the house. And as we just learned previously, when there's a kazayas of a corpse under an oil, under a tent, or a house, or a room, so everything in that room or house becomes tameh. However, if there's an opening of a tafach, which means if that ayin, that hole that was made in the side of the tanur, was the size of a tafach, so akol tameh, everything's tameh, even if it's not inside a house, as in just open airspace, because the din with Tumas Mace is that it goes through openings that are the size of a tefach. For example, if we have two homes that are right next to each other, perhaps they share a wall, and there's a mace in one house, everything in the other house is not tameh, except if there's an opening the size of a tefach, so then the Tuma does go through and everything in the second house is tameh as well. So it'll be the same thing here. If this ayin of the tanur, this hole, was a tefach, so then the Tumas Sheretz does go through it to the tanur, and the tanur is tameh. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Chesed and Tes with more scenarios. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.